听力课堂，听 class.com。
Indeed, after years of patchwork fixes and ill-conceived revisions, the legal immigration system is as broken as the borders. Backlogs and bureaucracy means the process can take years. States like Arizona have decided to take matters into their own hands. Now, given the levels of frustration across the country, this is understandable. But it is also ill-conceived. Laws like Arizona's put huge pressures on local law enforcement to enforce rules that ultimately are unenforceable. It puts pressure on already hard-strapped state and local budgets. It makes it difficult for people here illegally to report crimes, driving a wedge between communities and law enforcement, making our streets more dangerous, and the jobs of our police officers more difficult.
What's obviously very much disputed is what happened in the hotel room. She says that he made a series of sexual advances, short of rape, but physically painful. She says she was in, she had to get physical therapy for months afterwards because of injuries that she received. But she then managed to extricate herself from the room and eventually reported the crime. That's what she says. Another point that's very much worth mentioning is that the National Enquirer says when they approached this woman initially about coming forward to tell this story, she asked for $1 million. That certainly damages her credibility. Doesn't mean she's lying, but it would certainly be a problem if this case ever went to court.
Hurricane Alex is losing its punch, now officially downgraded to a tropical storm. But let's talk Alex real quickly here. It did come ashore in northeastern Mexico as a Category 2 hurricane late last night with winds in excess of 100 miles an hour. Look at this video. But Alex, kicking up fresh concerns about flash flooding in South Texas and adding to the worries. You know, everyone's thinking about it down there, about that oil recovery effort, right? A-73 now in the Gulf. Efforts to skim the oil and burn it have been disrupted. Many of those big sections of the booms, you know, they're designed to block the oil. They are now damaged, and they've halted spraying of those dispersants, at least until the winds and the waves calm down.
Thank you.